You're listening to the Trucking Nation podcast, brought to you by TruckLogix.com. Hi, friends. How are you, Trucking Nation? I hope you're having just a wonderful day or evening or afternoon or possibly morning, whenever you're tuning in. I have a completely different show for you this week. I had a very humbling experience last week, and so I thought, why not change things up a bit, because I get really bored doing the same stuff over and over and over again, and I just want to talk about something else. So for this show, I'll just give you a quick little rundown. I'm going to talk about just incorporating technology, like trucking technology, things that are specifically made for truckers, like how to use it, how to incorporate it into your normal business flow, stuff like that. And then I want to talk about taxes, because, you know, right now we're in the swing of tax season, and that just already, just the thought of it, I know, is probably a little, you feel a little stressful, a little weight on your shoulders, just like, I know I got to get it done. I'm going to help you out and just point you in the right direction to where you can get someone to file for you, what questions to ask, things like that. And then, you know, we're going to hop back into, I'm still keeping the whole health and fitness thing for the second half. I really like talking about health and fitness. It's just something I'm really interested in, and it's just, it's my everyday life. And so I just want to share with you some interesting things I found out to help you reach your health and fitness goals, because, you know, I mean, it's just a huge topic in the trucking industry, and it's not going away, but it's a big movement that's going on, and a lot of truckers are getting, you know, on board with getting their health in check. So I have some really great ideas and things about meal prepping coming up. But let's go ahead and get started with some technology talk. Like, I know technology. I use it in my just everyday life. And sometimes, like, I was talking to my uncle, and he was a driver for a long time. He hauled cars and things like that, and he had a really bad accident. That's why he had to quit. He actually fell off the top of his rig. He was unloading a car one day, and just something happened, and that it messed up his back, and just he hasn't been able to drive since. So he really likes listening to the podcast and is giving me a lot of tips and advice on what to talk about and things that would be interesting. And so we were talking about tracking, how you track your miles. And he was telling me his way of doing it, which is kind of like the old school archaic, write it down, track it on a sheet, and by the end of the week, you put everything together. And I was just thinking, why would you do it like that when, you know, there's something that could help you, not completely change the way that you do track your miles, but something that can assist you and serve as a backup and as a way that you can compare months, like, instantaneously. Because I was like, well, how do you, I was asking him, like, how would you compare your mileage from month to month? And he was like, well, he would have to go through this process, looking it up, researching it, kind of flipping through stuff. And it just got me thinking, you know, I bet there's still a lot of you guys out there that are still, you know, tracking your miles this way, and maybe your business management just isn't that great. Like, at this moment right now, can you compare your expenses from last trip to this trip, like, within a click of a button? Now, you're probably like, okay, where is she going with all this? But that's what Truck Logix does. That's the program I mentioned at the beginning of every podcast. It's just, I never talk too much about them just yet. Try in bits and pieces, because there's a lot to know about Truck Logix, and I just don't want to shove it all in your face at once. But so I'm starting this new series, and this week we're talking about tracking miles, and next week it'll be something different. But what Truck Logix can do for you when it comes to tracking your miles is just amazing. Now, I'm not saying to completely trash and change your way of doing it, the way that you're comfortable with doing it, the way that you know that this is right. I'm not saying to stop that. What I'm, like, suggesting is, like, Truck Logix has this feature where, think about it, at the end of the day, when you are finished writing down your miles, you could input your miles into TruckLogix for your, like, as your trip sheet. And that way, you know, right off then you have a backup. You have a backup documenting your miles for that day in case something happens to your logbook. God forbid, you know, things happen. So it's nice right then and there, you already have a saved digital backup of your miles. That's great right there. And then once you have your miles input for the day, you can compare them to the day before, or you can compare them to last week. If you run the same trip every week, you can compare it week to week. And that way you can see maybe where your expenses are going or where you're taking a lot of time and how you can fix that. It's just, it's a different way of thinking about tracking your miles. And that's what TruckLogix does. And what's really cool is TruckLogix has a ProMiles feature integrated in. And what you can do when you're, like, when you need to upload your miles, or like if you use a GPS or something, all this TruckLogix works with all of that. You just upload everything. It's pretty cool. But I really like this whole integration of ProMiles. What it does, like a lot of you truck, I mean, there's roads that trucks cannot go on. So it is very smart to have some type of GPS system or some way that you plan your routes. And ProMiles is exactly, that's exactly what it does. And so it can help you plan out your miles that are on actual roads that you can drive on. And if you use ProMiles, like when you're entering in your trip sheet and everything, it does it automatically. Like you just click a couple buttons, like after you've planned out your whole trip on ProMiles, you say add to my trip sheet. It puts everything in automatically, number of miles from here to there, exactly what you're gonna drive that day. It's already cataloged in TruckLogix. So even if you still want to log your miles through the day, or, you know, every day or through the states, you can do it that way. But you know that you already have it already, like, set up and saved in your TruckLogix account. And so whenever you're ready, like if you want to take a break and you want to know exactly where your business stands expense-wise, or how much money you spent on this part of the trip last week, you can find that all in TruckLogix. Now you're probably thinking, well, how can I do this if I'm on the road? Well, TruckLogix is a completely mobile program. That's what's really, really innovative about it. It works off of a simple app. You download it and you're able to track your entire business management, all of it. If you have a business and you have a couple different trucks, TruckLogix is just perfect for you, because you can see in real time where your other drivers are, how long it's going to take, if there's going to be, like, if they're going to be late, you can see, like, why. You can, I mean, everything, it's all there. Now I'm getting a little bit away from tracking your miles, but there's just so many great features in this program. It's really hard to, like, condense it down into, like, a little bitty podcast and not bore you with talking about it. There is a wonderful blog on TruckLogix about the whole feature, and it's written actually really well. It's pretty cool. So I'll have that linked in the blog for you to find out more. And to find out more information on TruckLogix, I'm not going to tell you to go to the website. I'm not going to tell you, you know, go ahead and click that free trial. What you need to do is get on that phone and call one of their team members. They're very respectful. They're just awesome. They want to help you. They want to show you the program. And you can set up a whole one-on-one thing to learn everything. And that's what's so great about the TruckLogix team. You can call them at 704-234-6946. They also provide Spanish, so if you need help in that, that's fine. So do be sure to give them a call. And there is a free trial, so you can try TruckLogix at no cost to you. Sometimes the day switch, I believe it is a 30-day trial, if I'm not mistaken. I could pull it up, but I don't want to waste any more time. So, you know, check it out. Give them a call. See how it can help you. Try the mileage tracking feature. I'm serious. You're going to love being able to know comparatively, like, where you were last month to where you are this month. And you can break it down to see how many how much money you're actually making per mile. I mean, there's just so many applications to the trucking, to your business, with just that one little feature. And TruckLogix has tons of these features that are just amazing. So I'll bring up, we'll talk about a new feature next week and how you're going to use it, or maybe some other type of trucking technology. I'm kind of like spanning out and looking for more stuff and see what's out there and what's available for you. Is it actually useful? These are the kinds of stuff that I'm looking for and asking questions. If you know of something you'd like me to take a look at or try to use, or if you have a question about TruckLogix, definitely stop by all of their social media pages or stop by the Trucking Nation podcast Facebook page. Definitely, you know, just stop on by, tell me hello. If you got some cool pictures about where you're at, because I love to see where you guys go, make sure and just share it with me. I'll post it up there with your name and everything. So, you know, just head on over there and just tell me hi, or head on over to the TruckLogix Facebook page, and they have a lot of more information on there too. All right, let's move on to talk about taxes. Dun, 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 right? But taxes really don't have to be that scary. I mean, that's generally talking for everyone. But when it comes to a trucker or driver over the road, or however you like to be called, taxes have to be done very precisely for you. Because, I mean, there is a lot of deductions out there that truckers are eligible for. I mean, it's a never-ending list. And trust me, I talked to the founder and CEO of Trucker Tax Service last week. I had a wonderful interview with Jim O'Donnell, and he was telling me everything. He was just telling me so much. I learned so much. And then we got on, he was like going through some of the deductions, and I'm like, are you serious? Like, that they can get a deduction for that? And he's like, yeah, like, you wouldn't believe the amount of deductions truckers can get. And that's why it is so important to get a tax preparer that specializes in the trucking industry. And the guys over at Trucker Tax Service, they really know their stuff. They take care of you. And what they really want truckers to know is that you need someone that specializes in what you do to do your taxes. Just an ordinary tax preparer at most of those popular places that are advertised, like on TV and everything, they really don't know taxes for truckers. I mean, it is like a completely different ballgame than the usual tax preparations. And they have a wonderful website. I mean, it's just truckertaxservice.com. But what you really need to do, and what Jim and his whole staff encourages you to do, is actually just give them a call and ask them questions. And they can take care of everything over the phone. I mean, that's what's so great, because you need someone who's going to be able to take care of you, and you don't have to get off the road to get it done. And that's what they're all about. They want to keep you working because you're a great driver, and they want to keep y'all working and keeping us moving forward. They'll take care of just everything you do, and they're big on this per diem, which is very important in trucker taxes. They're really big on this per diem, and which is very important in trucker taxes, and it's about how the nights that you spend actually on the road in your truck. I mean, it's all part of the deductions list. I mean, it's insane the amount of deductions that truckers actually qualify for and do not get every year. So just think about like all the money you're actually missing out on your returns. Or if your taxes are filed incorrectly because you are a trucker, like, oh my gosh. I was talking with Jim about the penalties, and they are outrageous. Some of this stuff is an automatic $750 fine if something's not right. And that is just outlandish. Like, we want to keep that money in your pocket and not going to IRS penalties. So if you have a question about your taxes, or you want to see what they can do for you, how long is it going to take, or what they need to get your taxes done right, just give them a call at 888-799-1099. Simple, it's easy, you know, they're all super nice, which I really adore about anyone in customer service. When you give them a call, I like them to be nice. Is that, I feel like sometimes that is a lot to ask for these days. Like, oh, I'm not going to get started. We're trying to keep it positive, but some people in customer service, like, we need talking to, don't you think? But yeah, be sure, call them 888-799-1099, and they're going to take care of you, make sure your taxes are done right, and get you back as much money as you deserve. And sticking on the whole tax theme right now, something else that happens, April 15th is the big personal income tax deadline. And that is not the only tax deadline in April. It is that time again for IFTA returns. Oh yes, so if you hold a valid IFTA license and you would like to continue driving according to the laws of IFTA, you need to file your IFTA tax return. Now this is gonna be your first quarter IFTA tax return covering the months of January, February, and March. Now TruckLogix, I think we're incorporating or have incorporated our IFTA feature, but there is, we have a partner site called Express IFTA where you can generate your entire IFTA return and get that ready to get sent off. And it's super easy. You just do a couple of clicks, enter your miles. If you have a GPS or something you use, you can just upload the data and it will go automatically into the trip sheet. I mean, there's a couple ways to do it. And for more information on that, or if you need some, or you want somebody to show you how to do it on there, just give the Express IFTA team a call at 704-234-6005. They'll be able to help you out. It's a really easy program to use to file your IFTA. So if you have problems doing it and stuff, you won't have that problem with Express IFTA. It's all super simple and pretty automated. You just kind of, it shows you exactly where to enter in the information and then you're good to go. But there is another option. I know filing your IFTA return on your own isn't always the easiest thing. It's not very pleasant. I mean, it's not fun at all. You can get confused, or what if you put in the wrong number? I mean, things can go wrong, and it's just, why deal with that stress when you don't have to, right? Like, you have other things to focus on than doing your IFTA return. That's why there is a wonderful company called Truck Services of North America that will file your IFTA return completely on your behalf. You just send them the information. It's all over the phone. You can just pull in at a truck stop and fax in your miles and stuff like that, or send it in an email. Anyway, I mean, it's super simple, it's super easy, and they're so helpful. That's why I really love Truck Services of North America. There's a great group of people who just wanna help truckers get everything done. And IFTA filing isn't the only thing that they do. I mean, they can take care of anything and everything you need to be compliant. It's a little ridiculous. Their service list goes on forever. And if you have a question, if you're not seeing it, maybe on their service list on their website, you can definitely give them a call and ask them if they can do it. That's always an option. But I'm not going to ramble on about them this week. I'm just going to let you hear about them in a quick little break and some more words from our sponsor. And I will be right back.
If you dread doing your IFTA filing every quarter, then dread no more, my friend. Truck Services of North America can take care of all your IFTA filing for you. And wouldn't you know it, they can handle all your trip permits, authorities, IRP, UCR, fuel use taxes, and they even provide business startup packages. For all of the hard work you do keeping America moving forward, you deserve your very own processing agent from Truck Services of North America to take care of all the paperwork. As a bonus, they take care of everything over the phone. So convenient. Just give them a call at 803-386-0320 and see how they can help take the stress of IFTA filing off your shoulders.
I'm back. So wasn't that nice hearing a little bit about TSNA, a little break from a voice? I like adding those little breaks in. It makes this podcast feel a little bit more legit, you know what I mean? But for the more health and fitness, like this is my bread and butter right here. This is what I love talking about. I do a lot of research, probably a little too much research on health and fitness for truckers and how to apply it for someone who is on the road, because I care about you. Even though you don't know me from Adam, I care, okay? So this week, I'm not gonna talk about like exercises and things like that. I wanna talk about your meals. What you eating? What are you cooking? Is your body and your brain having some discrepancies on what you think you should eat? You know, I'm talking about cravings, if you didn't pick that up. But planning your meals and pre-cooking your meals for an entire week or prepping your meals is a great option if you're trying to watch what you eat and, you know, get more healthy. I'm a big believer in prepping my meals for the week because I don't have a lot of time to put together a healthy meal before I have, you know, I have no time. And a lot of you truckers on the road really don't have a lot of time either. And there is tons of stuff out there. Pinterest is probably going to be one of your best resources to find some good recipes. But there's also other ones out there where you could keep looking. But there's a couple of tricks to like prepping your meals for the week, because you got to keep it like different. You know, you don't want to eat the same thing every single day. You're going to get bored out of your mind by Wednesday, and then you're just going to eat out the rest of the week and not eat the food that you prepped. I've done it. I know I have. I had some friends do it, and it's like, well, how do you fix that? How do you fix that problem? Or how do you make it fun to even prep the meals? Which I just love cooking anyway. I love to be in the kitchen and I love to mess around with recipes. It's super fun. But you want to plan out your meals. Think, if you're not going to be gone for an entire week, then pre-do your meals, you know, of course, for how long you're going to be gone. But think about breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. Those are going to be like your four. That's where you're going to start. And you want to plan it out. You're going to plan it out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And just, I usually eat the same breakfast every day. I'm boring like that. That's the only thing usually I don't switch up. I'm very, like, I like certain things for my breakfast and that's about it. But some of my favorite, like, prepping breakfast foods is actually, like, egg muffins or egg cups, where I use egg whites. And then right now I'm using a vegan cheese. I've cut out mostly dairy from my diet. But you just take some eggs. Like, I like to use a ham slices, and you put ham slices into a little muffin tin, and you put a little bit of cheese at the bottom, and then you just put in a whole egg and you bake them. And I'll do like 12 at a time, and then they last me all week, and then I can eat like one or two in the morning or something, or even sometimes at night. I love breakfast for dinner. I'm a big Brenner fan, and sometimes I'll eat them for breakfast. But they're really easy, they're quick, they're grab and go, you know, and I don't have to think about it. And that's what you want to try and make your meals. You don't want to have to think about it. Everything needs to be ready. You just want to pull it out and go. Now for your lunches, you want to make sure and switch them up. You don't want to try and eat the same thing every day. I'm telling you, you'll get bored and you won't last. So do plan out your lunches where you're kind of like switching them off. Like, you can think of two meals that you can make for your lunch, and then you'll divide those up, and that's 4 days worth of lunches. And then you'll have, like, you know, they're alternating days. And then dinner will be the same way. But the secret to staying with it, I have found, is to plan a eating out meal at some point, or maybe even a day. I don't like to do a whole day because sometimes you can get a little overloaded on bad calories. So just maybe like one meal that you'll eat out. Like, if there's just one truck stop that is your favorite place and they serve the best chicken fried steak, then make that your eat out meal. Like, whatever just makes you just, it's really good. Maybe it's a place, you know, that you don't want to leave them out because they make some good food, you know? That's your key to stick with it. You want to just plan out that one day for that one meal that you'll be eating out. Or maybe there's, you know, or certain snacks and things like that. Just something like that. You want to have an out. Just somewhere where you're not, like, confined to this prep meal menu that you've done. And that gives you just motivation to keep doing it. Because Fridays or the end of your trips, those days are always great days to do like your eat out meal. And it gives you something to look forward to. And you're like, you know, I'm going to eat great all these days. And then for that one meal, I'm finally, I'm going to, you know, I deserve it. It's kind of like that. Everything has to be slow. It's never going to happen right all at once. Just remember that. You got to ease your brain into it, because it's hard to fight off those cravings. But they do go down eventually. It gets better, I promise. And then while you're planning your meals for the week, it's also a great idea to plan out your workouts. I was watching a video of this one driver talking about how he works out, because there's some places, you know, at the shippers, receivers, or wherever, you're not supposed to wander around. Completely understandable, but he's like, you can at least get out and stand by your truck. And so he'll pull out resistance bands and wrap them around and place on his truck and do like some arm workouts and some good stuff. And like, those are things you can plan for. You can plan for those, like when you're gonna, and you can see where you're gonna get your workouts in for the day and where you're gonna be able to get those steps in and just get moving. And always remember to stretch. And try and stretch your back out pretty good too, because sitting down all day, that's going to compress your spine and it can cause just a lot of back problems and put you in a lot of pain. Some really great resources for finding workouts. You know, I can talk about them all day, but it really doesn't do it justice, because, I mean, you can't see it being done, right? Like, one of my best resources for a lot of like workout tips, food, meal prepping ideas, all of it, YouTube. I'm just gonna, YouTube. I just really like YouTube. I think it's really simple to find the information that I need. Like, Pinterest is kind of like a black hole. Like, once you get started, you just get sucked in because you keep scrolling down and it never ends. It never ends and you keep going. But YouTube, you can just type in, you want like some trucker workouts. You'll have a whole list. There's a whole bunch of them actually from healthytrucker.net. They have some really great ideas and they find other truckers to talk to you about it. And it's all really understandable and they talk to you like you're a real person, and which I really like. And like, sometimes I found workouts where they just, I don't know. Have you ever seen those where they just come off a little rude and kind of like in your face? And that's no fun. That's no fun at all. Like, that's not going to make me want to do it. But that's what's great about YouTube. You can just click to other ones and find so many more. And there's a lot of truckers out there. It's like this big thing, new videos and new channels. No lie, they're being uploaded every single day of truckers working out, their meal prepping plans, great ways to get that protein in and those vitamins. And it is amazing. And I'm really excited as this movement gets bigger. Like, I'm really, really excited to see more people get into health and fitness. It's just, I don't know, it's just fun. And, you know, we got to change those statistics about truckers. I mean, they are not good. About, you know, a trucker having a 15-year less lifespan because of his job. Like, we got to change that. And you can change that. It's going to, you know, it's one trucker at a time, right? But that's really all I have for you today. Do try and set some fitness goals, but space them out. Don't make everything happen so quick. So I guess I'm not really done for the day. Here's my healthy eating tip of the podcast this week. Before you eat any meal, drink a full bottle or glass or something of water, just a large thing of water, and that's going to help you hydrate and feel more full, because that was my problem on dieting and everything. I just didn't feel full. And once I kind of got this trick down, it took a couple of weeks for it to actually stick to where I remember. But once it did, after every single meal, I was eating like very small portions and I couldn't finish the whole meal. So I was really proud of myself. So drink water before every meal and you're gonna feel so much more full. And remember portion sizes. Like, anything the size of your palm, that's about a portion size for you. And there, that's basically all I have for the week. I promise I'm done now. Thank you for bearing with me. And again, I want to thank you so much for listening. You really don't know how much it means to me that you listen to me every week. So be sure to stop by the Trucking Nation Facebook page and just, you know, drop in, say hello. I'm also on Twitter. You can find me at TruckCast. If you find anything interesting, and especially help me keep up with all them FMCSA updates. You know, they happen a lot, so I need some help. All right. Well, just remember, Trucking Nation, that you get what you give in this world. So try to be kind and enjoy the ride. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.